Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here as 2021 is just about to wrap up. Only about an hour and 45 minutes before the big 2022 hits us, the big new year, and we're going to be with you live up until that time. Going to start off the program, though, and talk New Year's resolutions and the start of 2022 with one of my favorite actresses from the Jeffersons, Marla Gibbs. But we had very, very, very sad news today out of Hollywood on this New Year's Eve. Legendary actress Betty White, just days before her 100th birthday on January the 17th, passed away this morning. What a beloved actress she was. She was on this program many times. We'll miss Betty a lot, and we're going to talk to Marla and Shecky Green later on tonight about the legendary Betty White. And let's start off. Marla, how are you? Happy New Year's Eve.
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. How are things out there in Hollywood?
Well, it's been raining, so everybody wanted to rain, so they got it. It's been raining.
they got their New Year's wish.
Yes, they did.
Marla, what are you doing for the New Year?
I'm just relaxing, looking at TV, watching the ball drop. That's what I plan to do. The ball hasn't dropped yet.
Do you have any plans for 2022?
Only what God puts in front of me. I'm going to be working on Days of Our Lives in January.
Beautiful.
The soap opera.
Now, you had done that with Jack A. from 227, had you not?
Yeah, we're doing it again.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Is it fun to get back on the stage and work with Jack A. again?
It is.
What's it like to play her mother at this point?
Well, I was her mother in First Family, too. So it depends on what the script says and how you feel about the script.
Is it different working on a soap opera than it is a sitcom?
Yes, a little bit. I worked on the soap opera Passions before also. As a matter of fact, some of the people from Passions are on Days of Our Lives.
Mm. Marla, you had a great year in 2021. You got your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I did.
When you look back at 2021, how are you going to remember it?
When I look back on 2021, I think how all the marvelous things that happened. I had a birthday party, my third 30th birthday. and we had so many people show up. It was wonderful. And then we did The Star, and my grandson and my daughter put it together, and they really did a stellar job. And then we sent out wonderful gifts to the people who all gave money, because it costs you about $50,000 to get the star. People don't walk on you for free. They have to walk on you for pay. So we had to pay $50,000 for them to walk on me. So a lot of people showed up and they sent money, so we had all the money we needed.
Mm. Tremendous. Marla, it's a great time of year as the holidays come in here and we celebrate the new year, but boy, what sad news today that Betty White passed away at the age of...
Oh, yeah, that was my girl.
Yeah.
I was her fan almost from the inception of her career, right after she started. I was a fan of hers. And then I got to work with her on Houghton in Cleveland, and she was just wonderful. She gave me a hug and a kiss. And I was always invited to her dressing room, and she was just a gem.
What was it like to work with Betty White?
Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. Such a loving person, such a loving spirit. And she was an animal lover, as am I. So I went over to see the little puppy that she had, and he was wonderful. And then they brought, I think, a little tiger or something that was named after her, but I missed seeing him.
Marla,
she was just magnificent.
Marla, what was it about Betty White that everybody just loved? I never heard anybody say they disliked Betty White.
Love. Betty White exuded love. She loved. She was a loving person, and you got that from her, whatever she was doing. She loved it.
You know what's interesting, Marla?
And she loved what she was doing.
Well, you and she have a very similar path, both tremendous actresses, both unbelievably funny, and both of you just keep on going on and delivering those great performances. What do you think that was in her? Do you see a lot
I
of your...
I think we owe that to God.
Yeah. What do you think Hollywood is going to say about Betty White? What's her memory going to be like?
As I said, she was a love. Everybody loved her because she was love. And she exuded love. Love for the animals, love for people. So everybody loves Betty White because Betty White loves everybody.
You know, it was kind of amazing today, Marla, when she left us. People broke into newscast. It was almost as if a president had left us. She was that beloved by society.
Yeah, there was no division in Betty. She loved everybody.
Will we ever see her like again, Marla? Will there ever be somebody who can be a Betty White type, or was she it?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. God didn't stop at one. I'm sure there will be. Maybe we're not paying attention right now, but now that she's no longer with us, we'll be looking around for the next one.
You know, Marla, when a friend like this departs, even though Betty had a great life, 99 years old,
sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, Marla, even though she was 99, when somebody departs, is that tough to hear about, that she won't be here anymore?
Well, Norman Lear is 99 also. And September, we'll be looking for him to be 100.
Very nice. Well, how were your holidays, Marla? How was Christmas?
It was wonderful. The family was together, and we decided to do Mexican food this year. So we did Mexican food, which was different and wonderful. So we had enchiladas and salads and everything that Mexicans do for holiday.
Wonderful. Well, Marla,
because part of my family is part Mexican.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. My great-granddaughter is partially Mexican. My great-grandson.
Oh, how great.
And their mother and her family are very close to us.
Now, Marla, one of the things I love best about you is your singing, and I know there's a music video out now on YouTube. It's Never Too Late. It's a great song. Marla, can you just give us a little line here on New Year's Eve, a little song, maybe a favorite song of yours?
As long as you breathe, then you can believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life. So dream your dreams, scheme your schemes. Living your life is the way. You cannot borrow from tomorrow. We only get one day. So don't give me the blues. Just hear my good news. It's never too late for life. Start being bold and stick to your goal. Forget all that stress and strife. Just keep the faith and trust your heart. But use your head, 'cause that's being smart. It's never too late for life. And with some help from above, ooh, lots of help from above, it's never too late for love. the whole song.
Oh, the one and only Marla Gibbs. Marla, I love you to death. I want you to have a happy new year, and we'll speak to each other again in 2022.
Thank you, and that's a promise.
Hey, you got it. Thanks, Marla.
You're welcome. Stay safe, be blessed, and keep looking like the Lone Ranger, honey.
Thank you, Marla. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
There's one of the great ladies of show business. Marla Gibbs has always been a dear, dear friend of mine. Angie Evers, Terry Tackett in studio. No better way to open up this New Year's Eve program than with the legendary Marla Gibbs.
It's always a good... it's going to be a good show when you open it with Marla Gibbs.
You know, you say, Marla, sing me a line, and she'll sing you the whole song.
Yeah.
She's great. She's wonderful. We were going to do this New Year's Eve show. We planned to do it, and it's almost like a president died today. When everybody got the word that Betty White had died, my phone was going off, my tablet was going off. All these networks are paying tribute to her today. It's you can't avoid it. I mean, you have to talk about it. Angie, how are you on New Year's Eve?
Well, I didn't get to take a nap today, so I'm a little on the sleepy side. You know, I like to go to bed by 10, so...
Not on New Year's Eve!
Well, I would go to bed at 10, any day.
We're going to start here and talk about Betty White, because Shecky is going to join us as well. It's New Year's Eve, and we've got time here to talk about New Year's Eve and all that, but, you know, I had Betty on many times. I met her back in 2003. We did an interview in Cincinnati. Betty White was, I don't know what you say about the woman. The woman, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because people have heard me talk about her many times over the last year on this station. Betty White was never the star. She never was the star of anything. But everybody knew who she was. She was beloved by 10-year-olds, and she was beloved by 100-year-olds. She just had that thing. What was it about Betty White, Terry?
Well, I think Marla kind of summed it up better. It was just the love that she always just brought to everybody. I mean, you could be of any age and just, you know, you just adored her just for the things that she did, you know. I mean, the way she, you know, she carried herself and just, you know, everything about her was just...
You know, Angie, you have said you did not watch a lot of television when you were younger and don't know who a lot of these people are. You know about Betty White?
Yes, I do know who Betty White was. She's one of the very few. But... I mean, she was always... I guess I watched The Golden Girls. That's probably where I knew her from. I didn't watch Saturday Night Live or, you know, anything else. I didn't watch that other show she was in.
You know, it was always interesting to me that Golden Girls had such a young audience. And it did. It still does. I mean, the people who were senior citizens when Golden Girls was on are long gone at this point. So... And I think we're getting our second phone call here, so we'll come back with Angie and Terry. They're not going to go anywhere. And we're going to continue on here with New Year's Eve Live 2021. We've only got 90 minutes left in the new year. We thank Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons for joining us to kick off the program. And now, on New Year's Eve, you have got to laugh. You've got to have a good time. It's party time all around this country right now. And I'll tell you what, Times Square in New York has nothing on us, because we have, without question, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite guests, and I say this unequivocally, the funniest man on planet Earth. So think about that. You're about to hear the funniest man on planet Earth on New Year's Eve batten down the hatches, no matter where you are right now, what you're drinking or what you're doing. We're heading into 2022, and we're going with a bullet with a man who's about to celebrate his 95th New Year, the funniest man on planet Earth, Shecky Green. Shecky, Happy New Year!
I just left Earth. And we're planet Earth. You keep on, we want to get away from planet Earth. They keep on building things, shooting up in the air and everything. Everybody wants millions of dollars to get off the Earth. Think about it.
Oh, my goodness. Shecky, it's your 95th New Year. How you spending it?
A dollar at a time. Let's see. I go to the horse book, lose my money, I come home. It's just about the same as it did when I was 20.
Nothing's changed.
No. I think it's the same horse that's running, too. One horse turned around and said, "Don't hit me with that tongue. With that thing." You could tell at 95, you don't talk right.
Well, you know, we'll give you a pass at 95. What's it feel like to be 95, Shecky? You're almost 96.
Well, it felt a lot like I was when I was 94, believe it or not. Yeah. But you just want to know something. The only thing, it's frightening, because everything that you create in your life and everything, build and stuff, and all of a sudden you say it can be over like that. So you try to get all you can in while you can. Listen, I got to tell you, I about the humor you said about funny. We got to think about other things that are funny. I was thinking as I sat down and I talked to you before, when I was in Chicago many, many years ago, Danny Thomas and I were very good friends. And Danny Thomas started at St. Jude's, but it wasn't St. Jude's. He was going to build a church. And a friend by the name of Ira Arkin, a man that lived in Chicago, said to him, "Why don't you build a hospital?" And this man convinced Danny, and Danny became like a saint. He went to the Vatican. He had an audience with, and these things became important to me. The laughter was one thing and made a living for me, but the thing that was important to me was seeing those little kids and everything that was happening. That's what's important. And I'm starting to cry because laughter comes with that, and we need laughter. But we got to think and help this world. This world is in bad, bad shape.
Yeah, in your lifetime, in your 95 years, have you ever seen us in a place like we are right now?
No, and it's frightening. You want to know, so when I was young, we had a thing called a depression. And they said what they called another fire in Chicago. So they packed us up on a truck. This was in the early 30s. And they took us out of Chicago. And that was a frightening thing to a young kid. And as I got older, all those little things were important to me. So that's one of the reasons why I went into comedy and everything else. Because I love to see people laugh. I love to see people say, "That was funny. I enjoyed it." And, you know, it made me feel good. But we're in bad shape in this country. I would like to see the time when Putin comes over and shakes hands with somebody.
Well, hopefully we'll get there. You know, Shecky, on New Year's Eve today, it's been a sad day for a lot of people because, of course, we lost Betty White at age 99.
Oh, God, no. I love Betty White so much. My God. Yes, go.
Yeah. Shecky, now, what made Betty White so...
Wait, John Madden, who happened to be one of my dearest friends.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I sang the Star Spangled Banner at the Raiders in Oakland when they had it, because Al Davis was a close friend of mine, and John Madden. So those were close friends of mine. Yeah. Betty White, John Madden. I mean, these are saints that are leaving.
It's been a bad week for great people. You know, Shecky, what's a memory of John Madden? What was he like when he wasn't on television?
He was, let me tell you, he was not like the typical coach I wanted to be when I was going to college. I wanted to be a coach, go to college and become and do that. But I didn't have the first of all, I didn't finish college. But John Madden was an everybody's man. I never heard him yell at people. I never like guy coaches used to do. "I want to tell you, you didn't tackle that guy back there." You know, well, the guy made a touchdown. "Shut up, I don't care." But he was an exception, and that's why their names become popular, and they deserve it.
Absolutely.
And I deserve it, too, here in Las Vegas. 90, going to be 96 years old. They got a thing of Sammy Davis. Hey, man. Hey. And they got a name. They got a street name after me. Man. Hey. And they got Dean Martin. And all of a sudden, I said, 96, name an alley after me. You know what I mean? Just a little alley. Like when it says turn around and go back.
Well, yes, yeah, so, something should be done.
Yeah, I guess I can't. What do they got today? I don't even recognize Las Vegas. So I'm going to tell you a story. When I first drove into Las Vegas, the first time to work, the paper and the headline said, gas station robbed of $12. That was the headline.
That's a big headline.
That was the headline. Now $12. Can I tell you something? A guy grabs that from his pocket. I know, because I've been following that guy. Oh, what's going to be tomorrow? Look in the paper for sorrow. No, my friend, I hope it ends. I want the world to be clean. I love everybody that I see and I know. Let it rain and let it snow. America, I love it. Okay, that's the end of that.
Well, Shecky, what are your hopes for 2022? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I want every kid in the world to feel life and to be happy. To feel happiness. That's the greatest joy in the world, is to laugh and feel happiness and love each other. That's important. When I see people yell at each other, it gets me very nervous. But I want this world to change. I don't know, is God doing this? I mean, is it where can we talk to God that this will all change? I mean, the diseases that we've never heard of these things. These poor doctors with the trying to discover things. Fauci, everybody, Trump, take a look who hated Fauci. Trump, well, take a look at the education he had compared to Fauci. Yeah, you're never going to call me again because I'm really letting it out now.
No, go right ahead.
And I'm going to cry, too.
No, I
want the world to be better. I want people to love each other. I want everybody to have a life. Forget about what color we are, nothing else. Go down the street, say blood, squeeze them and hug them and say, hi, how are you? My name is so-and-so. That's what I want.
Well, hopefully we get there. And I hope we all can take note of this tonight and get to where we hope we should be. You know, Shecky, and I want to come back to Betty White here for a second. What made her so beloved? I mean, when she left us today, it was as if a president had died. People broke into newscasts. What made Betty White so great?
What made her so great? Well, that's what every individual was put on earth to be, is a Betty White, you know?
Yeah.
But the woman had something. It looked like, and she was married to Alan Lund, who was also a magnificent man. And they had a wonderful marriage, and she just exuded whatever the word is, love. And every time that I was on a show with her, she never had I never heard her say a bad word. I had only good things. And the reason why I'm talking, because I've had this pandemic, whatever they call it, the 19, I think I got a 21.
A little amped up version.
I went through that, and the world is frightening, you know. You gotta learn how to live, and you got to learn how to love. That's the word.
Yep.
A lot of people learn to hate.
there's certainly words to live by. Shecky, I love that we got to speak with you on New Year's. It's always my pleasure, and we're going to have you on in the new year as soon as possible because it's always fun, and the words you said tonight were very prophetic, and I hope the audience paid attention to them. Thank you, Shecky, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye. The legendary Shecky Green. All right. Terry, Angie, there. Again, somebody who worked with Betty White and loved her. Said she was just fun to be around. Didn't have a bad word for anybody. A fun woman.
Like I say, I just to keep reiterating what they're saying, you know, is the same thing. I agree. Just she had that aura about her. She just, when you seen her, you just automatically...
Well, I said it on Facebook earlier, if you were 12 or if you were 100, you knew Betty White, that the person knew who Betty White was. She had a very basic name, too. It wasn't hard to pronounce. It wasn't hard to write. I think that was her given name, Betty White. And she just was a constant in people's life.
I think that was one of the things that propelled her, too, was that... You know, people knew she was going to be there. You know, like when they tuned into the Golden Girls every, you know, they knew they were going to see Betty White every week. You know?
Well, and I think in recent years she became, ever since appearing on SNL as the oldest host ever at age 88, I think she became the poster child for not retiring.
Right.
That, hey, I want to keep working. She didn't have kids. Her husband had been dead for many, many years, and she liked her work. Well, she liked doing it.
And like you said earlier, the line you said earlier was great. I mean, she kept delivering those great performances even after the age of 85, you know, whatever. I mean,
she would do parts in which she would have to say the most horrendous language.
Yeah.
And here it would come out of just little smiling.
Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, hot in Cleveland, but yeah. She was in Hard Rain and there are some movies where she says some horrible language, but coming out of little Betty White, you never got offended. It never offended you. You know, Angie, I think she's going to be remembered very, very well by her industry and very well by the people who enjoyed her.
I'm sure. And I think you can tell by, you know, Facebook and everybody loved Betty White. I mean, she was just a fun to watch. She was always a very pretty lady.
I think she liked doing what she did. And she did not mind playing the mother or grandmother. You know, a lot of actresses are very funny about that. She didn't seem to care. If the work was funny, if she liked doing it, she seemingly did it. So we'll miss Betty White.
To me, she was the definition of what an actress is. That's what I think an actress should be. You know, I'm not necessarily the longevity or anything. It's just the quality performances that she always get, and just, you know, how she loved her work and she was dedicated, you know, to her work and things. And
you never heard any horror stories about Betty White, you know, from people who worked with her, or directors, or people, even paparazzi.
She didn't seem very hard to be, or difficult to work with, or anything. I mean, you know.
No, I think she had the secret, but you know, and sadly, I think this is why her death is so shocking to people today. I think people thought she was going to go on forever.
I think when somebody is so nice and fun like that, people want them to go on forever.
I'm guilty of it. I wanted her to.
Well, and I think it's quite sad that there was a lot of preparation going on for her 100th birthday, right, which is only 18 days away, and she died 18 days shy of her 100th birthday, and I think that's a little hard for people to take.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what they do with this magazine that they've already...
Yeah, I mean, it's very... They've been promoting this movie that they're going to do on January 17th. They're going to release it in theaters about Betty White to celebrate her 100th birthday. People Magazine did a big layout on her 100th birthday, and, you know, unfortunately now, I mean, the birthday will come, but...
The legacy she leaves is going to... It's going to be tough for, I think, for anybody to...
Oh, I don't think anybody can walk in those shoes.
You know.
If anybody has anything they'd like to say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. New Year's Eve, 2021. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind you'd like to speak about. It can be Betty White. It can be what you're thoughts are for New Year's 2022. Can you believe that 2022 is upon us?
No, I think everybody is ready to get out of 2021. I don't know, haven't heard a single person say, man, I wish this year would just stay. It's so great.
Well, I think a lot of people felt that way about 2020 as well. It's kind of been a rough 2 years for people.
Hopefully 2022 will get much better.
To me, it just seems like the last couple of years have just all kind of ran together, you know? I mean, you just...
Well, I think you do what you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know what the end result is, to be honest. I hope that it gets better, but people seem to be a little downtrodden. But some way, you just have to be happy with what you have, in a way. You can't be depressed all the time. You just have to take it as it comes.
You have to be thankful for what you have.
And realize that at any moment it can, poof, be gone.
Yep.
And also, too, I think, you know, to kind of carry, not just with things you have, but also, too, treating people decently, you know, I mean, because you just never know how long you're going to have. So, I mean, just treat people, you know, well. And
yeah, I think you have to treat them well. I think you have to be good to people. I think you have to try your best to get along. And as I was saying earlier on with Pastor Whitaker, I thought, you know, I just wish people were a little more tolerant of each other. And I think if, in a way, we're able to be more tolerant of each other, I think we're all going to be a little better off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, people, I think, should have a little bit more patience with, like, at the restaurants and the stores, just because, you know, we're kind of in a world of hurt right now.
Well, in a way, we're all in this together. So, I mean, what are you getting out of it by, you know, being nasty to people? Or, I mean, what does that get you? I mean,
I don't know. I think right now it's a way for people to control what they can't control. You know, I think this illness has left a lot of people feeling very uneasy because they can't control it. And so what do? You try to control things that you are in your own world. And I think it makes you less tolerant of other people.
I see that.
And I don't think that's a good thing to be.
Definitely not.
Because I think when you get to that point, you start, you lose control of the situation and of yourself and your life and, you know, and everything, which could then lead to some bad decisions and some, you know, some bad behavior. And, you know, and so that's why it's best just to not put yourself in that situation. But I mean, I know it's tough because everybody's, you know, everybody's going through it, but the least amount of that that you can encounter, the better off you're going to be, I think.
Now, what to you were some of the big moments of 2021 as we get ready to close out this year?
I'm trying to think, man. Well,
just a year?
Well, no, I mean, there's always good point, you know, good points. I mean, it's just like I say, but for me, since 2020, it's just been kind of, you know. I mean, you're happy, but you're also, it's almost like you're trapped, you know, by this thing. Because you know when you go anywhere, they're going to, you know, you're going to have to mask, and, you know, so it's just kind of hard to. But if I had to guess a bright spot, that would be the one, is that a lot, we got back to somewhat normalcy.
Did people get to, before this, were people too free? Were they too, you know, life is great and nothing can come in that can harm life? Boy, we didn't maybe appreciate how normal and how things were.
Yes, we took for granted a lot. Yeah, we sure did. Yeah.
And here we are.
This has kind of definitely humbled us. I mean, you know, and
maybe that's the hard thing.
Put us into, you know, into a different perspective now, you know. And
any big moments for you in 2021, Angie?
Well, I mean, the year went by so fast. It's hard to think. I mean, I got to go to New York City. I think that was this year. Was that this
year?
That
was this year. That was fun.
Meet Phil Donahue. That was neat. I never been to New York City before, so, I mean, it would have been neat to stay longer there, but I actually drove in the city, so I probably won't drive again, only because we were still in, like, pandemic time when nobody was out, so I did fine driving.
But you did good.
In New York. I mean, I think that was probably the big thing. I'm trying to think. We've done a lot of stuff. We go a lot of places. We do a lot of stuff. So it's hard to think of things on the spot.
Well, career-wise is what I'm thinking about. You know, a lot of good things personally happened in 2021. But this was the year of Phil Donahue's apartment. You know, that happened in March. That was great, interviewing Phil Donahue in his apartment with Marlo Thomas there. Then in August, Bill Cosby doing an interview after he got out of prison. You know, it was not a happy moment for a lot of people, but I enjoyed it. And then ending up the year at Christmas Eve with the end of the Geraldo Journal, with Geraldo appearing. So for me, it was a very good year, radio career-wise. And a lot of other great stuff sprinkled in there. The fruitcake toss went very well. We covered the news very extensively on the station, and the Star covered it as we covered it, and that was nice. We had the only candidates night again this year. We had good election coverage. It was a good year. We moved locations.
Say the local stories that we covered.
It was a very interesting year.
Mm-hmm. Newsy.
Yeah.
It was very newsy. I wonder where, and losing so many people. I mean, not just Betty White, who I had interviewed, but Ed Asner left us this year, who was a person who I liked a whole lot. Willard Scott left this year. Tommy Lasorda, who had been on the program. Larry King, who had been on the program. So many of these giants left in 2021. I was looking at the, it was Los Angeles Times Year in Review, and they printed up all the people who had died in 2021, and every year there are...
It's like a who's who.
Well, I mean, gosh, these people were staples. And now you add Betty White to that list, Cloris Leachman and Gavin McLeod. It was just quite a year. But, you know, time keeps spinning, I guess, is the only way you can put it.
It was a sad year, though. There was a lot of death. I mean, a lot.
I don't know how you avoid it, though.
Well, I don't think you can, but, I mean, it's just a little sad that way.
It is, but it, you know, I think in a lot of ways, you just look on the bright side. And we've only got about an hour left in 2021 at this particular point. It's amazing that years blow by this fast. I'm sure we'll be saying this next year on New Year's Eve. Boy, didn't that year blow by.
It just feels like it just went by so fast.
It does go by fast.
I mean, this year was the fastest year ever.
Well, 2020 seemed very fast to me. I remember last year as the year was going out thinking, boy, you know, this went by fast.
Well, because it was weird that year. You really only got to celebrate like 3 months the other
time. Right. The whole rest of the time, everything was shut down, and it was such a bizarre time. Well, if time keeps on whipping like this, you know, and I guess it will all be over for us soon enough.
Well, as long as it goes fast during pandemic times, I'm okay with that.
Well, maybe one day this will be over. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do the best you can
right.
with what you can, and hopefully everything turns out okay.
Yeah. We just have no idea. I mean, tomorrow always brings something new. So
I just hope everybody has a happy 2022. I think it's very difficult sometimes to get to the happy. And a lot of people have been sick. A lot of people have had hard years. A lot of people have lost people. But you got to keep going forward.
Yeah, the flu is going around right now. We've seen flu, which last year there was like no flu. It disappeared last year. We're seeing flu this year along with COVID and other cold respiratory problems. So
you know, it's so funny that Angie says that, because when I went to my doctor, that's exactly what he said. He said they're seeing a lot more. I think he said at the time he told me 5 to 6 new ones. He thought that they just, you know, they're seeing pop up that normally didn't, you know, weren't. I mean, they were always there, just weren't as big of an issue, I guess, as they are.
And I don't know what you do about that.
I mean, this time of year, people always get sick with the flu, strep throat, you know, upper respiratory infections. So, I mean, that's nothing new. But then you throw COVID on top of that, so you just have even more people sick.
Well, and maybe that's the fright that people are going through. Nobody wants to be ill. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to go.
Well, and in the past, they had those types of sicknesses, which, of course, like you said earlier, you know, you could control those. You know, now this is kind of the unknown, you know, so, and it has almost the same symptoms as that. So, and it's not quite as easy as just going to, you know, to get your meds or whatever. This is a little bit more serious than that. And,
you know, though, in a way, haven't we always been like this? You never know what tomorrow is going to be like. You never know if you're going to, what can happen. And yet this has maybe woken us up to that a little more. I mean, you could always have gotten a disease, an allergic reaction, something that would not have gone well. And yet we didn't highlight it quite in this way. It's very arch at this point to even talk about it. Was there any happiness in 2021? It's kind of a downer.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there was happiness too, but I mean, like I say, to put me on the spot, I don't know. You know, like I say, but I'm you know, not everything was doom and gloom, but.
Well, I just think anything you live through, you should be happy with.
Yeah.
I'd have to scroll through my, like, 5,000 pictures on my phone to see what all we did. I have tons of pictures on my phone.
You know, for the first, I don't know. I did not think it was such a bad year. I don't remember there being horrible moments, to be honest with you. I really would have to think back to find a horrible moment. There are a lot of good things that I can point to. I did like going back to New York. I did like interviewing Phil Donahue in his office. I did like the Geraldo interview. I did like the fruitcake toss. I did like a lot of the trips that were taken, a lot of places that were gone. Christmas was fine. Thanksgiving was fine. I don't know that I had a lot of tragedy or doom and gloom in 2021. I guess I'm kind of confused by the doom and gloom that people are feeling this past year. I don't think I felt it.
Well, just consider yourself very fortunate.
Well, what is the cloud that we're having a pandemic? Is that it? So that affects everything.
I mean, it seems to. I mean, people are basically their daily lives are affected by this, a lot of people's.
Well, I think that's true.
From a working capacity or, you know, getting the disease or, you know, or something like that.
Well, I think that's true, but I think we just got to try our best to do your best. I mean, what else really can you do?
Right.
Well, it's about an hour away from midnight. We're going to take a break here. Go get some cheese dip and some popcorn or whatever you're enjoying Sparkling out there water. Right now, whatever it is. And we'll take a 15-minute break. We'll check with sports, weather, news, the whole spiel. We'll come back with Angie and Terry and ring in 2022. We also have some balloons in the studio. We'll tell you what's going on with that at midnight. So a whole lot of stuff going on here at WWGH Radio. Where the G stands for good golly, it's almost 2022. Don't you dare switch that dial. We'll be back momentarily here on Marion's Talking Place.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, I mean, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change.